Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're beginning Klal Lamed, which is the Malacha of Tzod. Tzod, in some ways, is a unique Malacha. We have to give a few examples of the Malacha of Tzod. So the most common example is a person would physically take an item into his hand, so a living being into his hand, which before this was a free roaming animal, now it's being controlled by the person. So he's done the malacha of tzad. A person throws a net or some type of a trap over the animals. He's again, there's something which is physically holding the animal. So both of those are malacha of tzad. However, tzad even goes beyond that, where the animal is not, there's nothing touching the animal at all. But the area which the animal is contained in is become confined. As opposed to the animal was free roaming before, the animal went into a small area and you shut the door. So by doing that, by chasing the animal into the enclosure, or the animal which went into the enclosure of its own volition and shutting the door, that's also considered tzad. Even though the person has not interfaced directly with the animal at all, he's not touched the animal, he's not put a trap on the animal, he's not shot at the animal, he's not sent a hunting dog after the animal. He's done nothing of that sort. All he's done is enclose the animal in an area that also goes under the umbrella of the Malacha of Tzad. There's a Machlokes in the Achronim. How to understand the Malacha of Tzad is the primary aspect of the Malacha of Tzad. The fact that you've gained access to the control over the animal, or that you've confined the animal. And there will be, as we go along, we will see those two approaches will make some practical differences in the halacha. Again, one possibility is that the eker point of tzad is the animal which was before was free has now had its options taken away. It's stuck in a certain area, etc. The other understanding is it's the process of the person gaining control and superiority over the animal, that he now can decide the animal what to do with the animal, etc. One example which the Achronim discuss, or actually the Rishonim already touch on, is you have a slow moving animal, which is easy to take whenever you want it. A turtle, it moves slowly, you can pick it up whenever you want. A small turtle. So you're not getting any more access by enclosing the area around the turtle than you had before. You haven't gained too much access because it's easy to keep it accessible whenever you want. If you understand, however, that the malacha is the limiting the animal's freedom. It can't go wherever it wants. It's confined. So even something like a turtle, the act of confining it would be considered the malacha of tzad. Okay. There are multiple conditions for the malacha of tzad to apply. The Chayyadim in the first siman is going to talk about three of them. The first one, that it has to be an animal which it's common to capture for the purpose of using it. It's bimino nitzit. It's a type of a min, a type of a species, a type of an item, which people tend to capture for the purpose of using it. So that's the first tanai that the Chayyadim is going to mention in the siman, in your siman aleph. The animal has to be an animal which is not sick, which even when you take hold of it, it wouldn't try to run away. If it makes no attempt to try and protect itself, it's considered, again, like it's already nitzu. The third issue, you have to confine it into an area. It's considered nitzu when you put it in an area where it's easily accessible to you when you want it. If you redirect an animal into a very large house and you're going to spend a long time chasing the animal down throughout the house, that would not be considered tzad. It has to be that the area allows for easy access to the animal. So there'd be a difference in halacha if a mouse goes into a room and you shut the door in such a way the mouse can't get out, and a deer walks into a room and you shut the door in the way that the deer can't get out. So that is the third condition that the Chayyim talks about in Siman Aleph. The fourth and fifth condition is a person has to do it for the purpose of using it, otherwise it's Malach HaShenesh L'Gufa. And it has to be an animal which doesn't submit willingly to the person. The person has a dog. Is that considered tzad every time you shut the door on your dog? Is that so? Otherwise, you have a problem every time you open your door. You can't shut it again because once it's free, it's able to go out, and you shut the door. The answer is the dog is not going away. It's not going anywhere. So there's no malach of tzad involved in shutting the door because the animal is already. It willingly submits to the owner. Have a good day.